is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability, a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Liana Victoria Rodriguez. Date of birth, June the 20th, 2022. Case ID number is 7010445. Date of exam, October the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from TH Steps, dated 4/20/23, and a progress note dated 5/17/23. Identifying information. This is a 1 year, 3.5 month old female who presented with her mother for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of left-sided heart disease, comma, hepatomegaly, comma, and poor growth. The claimant is mother is presently separated from the child's father and is not working at this time. She takes care of three other siblings of the claimant as well, and has a total of 4 children. The last time the claimant worked was in 2005, where she stated she was just a waitress for 1 week. At the present time, they live in a house that's been paid for, and the mother is presently also on disability for seizure disorder, diabetes mellitus, and slow learning. However, the claimant is presently not on disability. It is noted that all the siblings, which are 3 siblings and the mother, are all on disability and receiving disability at this time. The other claimants are receiving disability for autism, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, and slow learning. Informant. The informant is the mother at this time. Her name is Arminda M. Mendoza. Allegations number 1, left-sided heart disease with cardiomegaly, and number 2, hepatomegaly. History of present allegations. Number 1, left-sided heart disease with cardiomegaly. The mother states that on June the 20th, 22, the claimant was delivered at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance at 36 weeks of age. The baby was prematurely delivered and was diagnosed with a left ventricular hypertrophy with a atrial septal defect / patent foramen ovale. The claimant has had no surgeries for her condition and occasionally gets very tired and shortness of breath. She is presently on no medications and is being observed closely for any kind of problems that she might have where there might be some intervention needed surgically. The physicians felt that it was too early to start any kind of medications on her, and she appeared to be progressing fairly well. These were all diagnosed with a echogram, and her condition appears to be stable at this time. There was no further follow-up. This was approximately a year ago, and we have no follow-up on her condition. She appears to be fairly stable and is active but somewhat weak. Allegations number two, hepatomegaly. She was diagnosed at birth of having a large liver. However, we do not know what the status of her liver is at this time. She appears to be doing fairly well. She does not look jaundiced. And physical examination was difficult because of the claimant crying so much. An evaluation of the liver was a little difficult. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant does have visual problems and was diagnosed with a lazy eye / strabismus, especially of the left eye. Clumsiness, comma. Occasional loose stools, comma. Occasional hard stools, comma. Soiling, comma. Bedwetting and day wetting, comma. Muscle weakness, comma. Poor appetite, comma, and occasional rashes. The child, she does not suffer from headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, although the mother states that she did have some shakiness of her legs, but has not had it evaluated, and they're not too sure if she's having seizures. Vomiting, comma, or abnormal posture. Activities of daily living. The claimant lives with three other siblings and the mother, and she is receiving disability benefits. She is not receiving any child support from any of the boyfriends or the fathers of the children. They do live in a house that's paid for, and the mother states that the baby or the child is receiving physical therapy. For leg weaknesses, from region 1 ECI twice a week. She's being seen by two therapists and states that the therapy has benefited the claimant in helping her to move better. The claimant is 1 year and 3.5 months old at this time, but is not walking and cannot stand without support. The mother does care for her at home, and she does appear to be cared for at this time. Could you drop down to developmental milestones? The claimant was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age. Secondary to having to be fed by a tube in her home, and because of her prematurity. The baby sat alone without support at 14 months of age, has not yet crawled, has not walked without support, said her first words at 13 months of age, but has not said any sentences. She is unable to self-dress herself. She is not bladder-trained or bowel-trained at this time. During the first year of life, she frequently cried, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces, was distractible, enjoyed being held, and was loving. She sometimes was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, and engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, as well as sometimes exploring the surrounding environment. The claimant was not active, and she was not predictable in terms of sleep patterns. Birth history. The claimant was born at the Women's Hospital in Edinburgh, at the Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance. The mother had diabetes mellitus and high cholesterol, and the baby was born within 2 hours of labor. The baby was not aided by instruments and was a cesarean section at the time. It was a one-baby birth, was blue at birth, jaundice, and was given oxygen. The baby was placed in an incubator in an ICU, and she couldn't breathe and was hypoglycemic. The baby's weight was 7 pounds and 9 ounces. However, the mother does not know what the length of the baby was at the time, but states that she thinks it was a normal length. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days. However, the baby stayed for 2 months in an incubation with tubes of oxygen and was in ICU. Past history. The claimant was born with a left ventricular hypertrophy and atrial septal defect with / patent foramen ovale, and was in an ICU for approximately 2 months and was given oxygen as well as tubal feedings. The claimant was also born with hepatomegaly, which has not been further evaluated at this time. The claimant was diagnosed also with global developmental delay, preterm baby at 36 months with strabismus, especially of the left eye. Also, she was diagnosed with patent foramen ovale, left ventricular hypertrophy, hypotonic muscles, and questionable focal seizures of both legs, which has not been evaluated. Social history. The claimant states that she has a history of smoking one box of cigarettes every 3 days for multiple years. She denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any history of delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states that the father of the child does smoke marijuana, but he is no longer in the family scene. No one in the family uses cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father of the child has a history of substance abuse. The other siblings have slow learning, attention deficit disorder. And autism. The mother also is on disability for seizures, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, slow learner, comma, and decrease IQ. Medications, the claimant is on no medications at this time. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 22 pounds, height 28.5 inches tall, BP 82 over 50 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, HC, head circumference, 44 centimeters, 17.5 inches. The claimant did follow objects with the eyes. General. The claimant is not a well-nourished, well-developed female at this time, but she is in no acute distress. She does move a little bit of her extremities, and she does grab on to different things. She has a mild global developmental delay at this time. H-E-E-N-T, pupils were equally reacted to light, or mucosas were moist, and no pharyngeal erythema or edema was noted. The claimant does have a left eye gaze to the inner quadrant and appears to have strabisma, which was confirmed with medical records. Could you drop down to cardiac? There is a normal S1, S2 without murmurs, rubs, or gallops at this time. Abdomen, non-distended, non-tender. It was difficult to examine the liver area secondary to the claimant crying so much. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? Full range of motion of all joints and no evidence of any active inflammation on examination. The claimant does not have a normal gait or station at this time and appears to have weakness in the lower extremities. She is unable to walk on her heels, toes, or squat with difficulty at this time. The claimant has not started to crawl as well. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for a noted strabisma, which is being treated. Deep tendon reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function is difficult to evaluate at this time, secondary to poor developmental delay. Muscle strength is +4/5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant has good fine finger control to dexterous movement and does grab on to certain things. She is mildly hypotonic in reference to her muscles. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision problems except for strabismus or hearing problems at this time. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of any medication since she's not on any medications at this time. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver, which is her mother. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is not spontaneous and is slightly decreased on imitation age appropriate, although she has started saying some words. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was decreased and not age appropriate at this time. Her general health shows no evidence of any abnormality at this time, and the claimant appears to be a premature baby, and physical exam of the heart appears to be normal. The claimant may need another follow-up examination of the heart and liver to evaluate her condition. Diagnosis, number one, left-sided heart disease with cardiomegaly, left ventricular hypertrophy, atrial septal defect, and patent foramen ovale. Confirmed with medical records. However, the claimant is 1 year and 3.5 months old and has not been evaluated for, with a further evaluation to evaluate her present condition. She appears to be doing fairly well at this time. Hepatomegaly, confirmed with medical records. However, the claimant is 1 year and almost 4 months old and needs a reevaluation of the liver and is not being treated with any medications at this time. Her condition appears to be stable. She does have mild global developmental delay. Prognosis, good with therapy. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Liana Victoria Rodriguez.